My name is Paul Keith, and I have great pleasure in welcoming you to today's unveiling. I've been the chairman of the Albert McKenzie Fund for the last 5 years. Albert was a club boy who I found on our memorial walk to the First World War dead. We have 110 club boys, 36 of them with no known graves. And we had 3 Victoria Crosses. Unfortunately, Albert was the only one of the Victoria Crosses that died before the end of the war. Whilst I was researching the guys, I found Albert, found about his story, and it so engrossed me that I decided to form the fund. Albert lived in Ellis Street, which is the road behind these shops, and he went to Grange School, which is next to the club. I found that he had a memorial in Grange School that was taken down in the 80s while they refurbished, but unfortunately it was lost. So we decided to build a memorial. We didn't know what it would look like, where it would go, or how much it would cost. So under the direction of Sir Simon Hughes, I contacted our local blacksmith, Kevin Boyce. After speaking to Kevin for about half an hour, he too became very excited. He then put me in contact with our local architect, Tim Wood. And after speaking to Tim, he too agreed to take up the project. I also contacted Albert's family, because it was important to me that we had the family on board. And after speaking to Colin McKenzie, we agreed it was a good idea. We had our first official Albert McKenzie meeting in the Blue Anchor pub. We sat there scratching our heads, thinking of what we could do next. So we decided to get the club involved, because we're all club boys. We started putting teams in pubs, local pubs, going to fates, setting up stalls. We even did auctions, but we had to stop that after I ran out of furniture. You name it, we did it. And I must say, I never realised how hard it was to raise money when you haven't got money. Because we would go to these events and people would love the idea. But you tell them how much it was going to cost, and then you tell them how much they had, and they'd say, oh, good luck, you know, and walk off. We had a visit to Bruges, and to Zeebrugge, where we met representatives of the Flemish government there, and we met local people from Zeebrugge. And in Zeebrugge, the raid is a very important thing, and they still celebrate it today. We felt, we never gave up, but we felt that we were rowing against the tide, if that makes sense. We were slowly getting there, but very slowly. And then Sir Simon Hughes managed to get us to do a presentation at the Houses of Parliament. And from doing that, our luck changed. One of our guests that decided to very kindly came was Admiral Lord West. I think he was a bit worried, first of all these Bermondsey boys walking around. I think he might have thought he was in the Old Bailey. And I think wearily at the time, he put his head above the parapet and decided to support us. And with Lord West and his friends behind us, we seemed to pick up speed again, and things began to happen for us. We became a charity in 2013, and we became a serious proposition, when people then started to take us seriously. Getting people and organisations to donate became easier. We had one more trip to Bruges to meet the Governor of West Flanders, who's very kindly here today. And with his help and the help of the Zeebrugge Port authorities, we secured 2 of the rings from the mole that would have been there when Albert was in the action. And they're the rings that are laid down at the front of the statue. With the help of WO1 Trevor Starkey, we managed to form a fantastic relation with HMS Collingwood, where Albert is still used to this day to inspire new Navy gunners. There is now an Albert Mackenzie Cup, which is presented to the best gunnery instructor. This year, it was presented at Millwall Football Club by our chairman, Mr. John Berylson. All these new friendships and links we've formed, I hope they continue for many years to come. When we started, we had no idea how this would end up. But because of Albert Mackenzie's amazing story, has inspired so many people, I think it made everyone from all walks of life, from different backgrounds and from different countries, to want to be part of it. It's brought the community in Bermondsey together, it's rekindled old friendships and cemented new ones. It's something that every person that's been involved with it can be immensely proud. And every man, woman and child that has given their money or their time to bring today to its fruition can be immensely proud. Albert Mackenzie was a Bermondsey boy, he was an OBC boy, he was one of us, and because of that, I'm immensely proud. Just on a personal note, I'd like to thank the Mackenzie team for all their support over the last 5 years. Martin Fitzgerald, Ian Yates, James Ball, Councillor Damien O'Brien, I thank you. And I'd like to say a special thank you to Tim Wood and Kevin Boyce, whose design you're going to see today. And for everyone that's been involved at whatever stage, especially Lord West and Sir Simon Hughes, whose help and confidence in me has been a great source of strength. Thank you everyone, and I hope you enjoy the day.